live from the Rock Hard Studio in Nashville.
Play it loud.
Your station for high voltage rock and heavy metal. This is Rock Hard.
Rock Hard!
Exclusively on TuneIn.
You know, we took a break for a while. We're just going to, this is the show. We're going to do this.
This is the show.
We'll fill this in later. Let's just keep going.
Either way.
This is, we took a break for a while. We both
this is a pair of jeans.
This is. Yeah, they're blue.
This is where we moved to, the knee. We took a break for about a year and a half, because there's just so much chaos.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And we just couldn't have time for it. Both of us were moving at the same time. I had several houses fall through because people were just coming in cash. And I'm like, where are you finding? Okay, so we just were like, all right,
California.
We gotta, literally,
which
people
love
would sell their 800 square foot home for $12 million, come here and buy four houses.
We're getting some good people,
cars.
The real estate market got really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and I spent probably twice the amount that I was wanting to spend on less, but it ultimately ended up being I wanted land over a house.
Right.
So that's what we got. We got 5 acres. And
it's a long-term investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we started planning stuff on it.
The same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially that's what we did too.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, be glad you did, because if you were to put it in crypto, you saw what happened there.
Yeah. Oh man, I started to do that too. And I pulled out right in time.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what she said.
What coin was it?
I had it in, I had it in, I went blank.
Ethereum or ETC or?
ATC.
Oh, okay.
I almost did. There was another one. I was trying to think of the name of it.
There's a few.
I pulled out right in time, man. I was like, no.
Well, I mean, yeah. That whole thing is just,
We have a good sense
physical
of
physical assets are just better, man.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. And it's been proven.
They're king.
Yep. It's been proven.
Especially real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a longer turnover, but if you have the patience, it's a long game thing. You can kind of think about it that way, and then it's like, that's your safety net. But once you get your home base locked down, then you can just see like, wow, okay, this worked.
Yeah.
I could do it again. And then, you know, I hate to keep using the Bible as a reference, but like, that's what we're talking about with the knowledge and wisdom thing.
Yeah.
With more knowledge and more wisdom, because more like stress of like, okay, I could do this again. It's a model that I just did. I bought that. Now I'm renting it. Now I can take that same capital or equity and then repeat it, but then you're going to have another renter.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're going to have to deal with that, but you could do it, and then you're going to have a little bit more stress, but, you know, if you want that, you can take it on and then keep repeating it. You know, one of our best friends that worked with us and works with us all the time, Jesse, our tour manager, that's what his dad did. He got out of the military, and I remember he started with one, two, and then he's got up to like 30-something now.
Oh, man. My gosh. You
know? Wow.
Like, I think he's calling it, you know. Like,
who's managing it, though?
He does all of it.
Really?
Really.
He doesn't even outsource the third-party
property management.
I know.
Wow. What?
Yeah, so like, you know, it's all about how you want to, you know, take it all.
If you want to take on that
eventually,
much.
Eventually, after two or three, you might be like, that's enough.
Yeah.
But like, if you're hiring a third-party property manager, which there are quite a few out there now.
Maybe.
The whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to find the right one. Because the percentage has got to be right or you're going to be upside down.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like once you get that third one that's successful, it's kind of like tattoos, where you're like,
right, now you're different.
I kind of want another one.
My wife Erin and I, that's what we kind of recently were like, damn, should we do this again? It's tempting, but right now what's interesting is it's a, you know, venture capital situation. Because these corporations like Vanguard and BlackRock, they're artificially stimulating everything where it still hasn't tanked. The bubble should have already bursted. So what that happened, what happens is they eliminate the competition for the buyer's market.
Right.
So that means they got the pick of the litter. They can pick whatever they want.
Yeah.
And then every time they do that, they continue to artificially stimulate essentially that with the excuse of COVID, whatever, for everything.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, you have this balloon that's just like, how is this not blown up yet? It should have blown up a long time ago. Yeah, that's right.
Should have.
Just like Greenspan.
Yeah. Now it's going to be worse than what it could have been.
But like what you were saying is, if you're willing to just lock that spot down right now, you're going to be able to find some stuff on the inventory that you might not ever see again, because right now, people that would normally buy are not buying. They're looking at it, but so like the venture capitalists that have a lot of liquid capital are just like, all right, this is, you know, feast right now for us. They're getting all kinds of badass shit. So yeah. If you look for something like that and think about it that way, you can grab what you want and lock it down.
That's right.
And after, you know, another 10 years, it's going to be more than what you got it for right now. Yes, this is going to tank, and it is going to, you know, look like, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have bought it then. No, you got it.
Yep.
You locked it down.
Yep.
If you wait for the tank, when the inventory is going to be so decimated, once it tanks, everybody's waiting for the tank.
Yeah.
It's going to be a buying frenzy like you've never seen before.
Well, that's,
you're going to witness historic lows.
Yeah.
Oh, the equivalent of like 29, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then eventually interest rate will tank too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
that's the same
thing. All you got to do is refi.
Just be ready.
The same thing.
Lock it in now
and
then refi once the interest rate drops.
Yes.
Businesses are the same way right now. You've got a lot of the old people that are that are retiring, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been looking into buying a few businesses. A few meaning one. We'll start with one and see how that goes. But we're looking into the pros and cons of that. But I mean, there are going to be a lot of people over the next probably 5 to 10 years that I'm already watching some of my friends that are in businesses. Their parents are letting their businesses go or selling their business.
Look for stuff where you're seeing commercial space.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's going to be a mass exodus across the entire U.S.
Yep.
of people exiting out of physical commercial space.
Yeah.
It's going to tank worse than we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
It's coming. Like,
a lot of those people are going to go straight to, you know what, I want to just sell my business.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you can find, you know, an association that way, if you're looking to narrow down a really good deal on something.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got, you know, this warehouse space or whatever it is, well, it's square footage that they're exiting out of, well, it's inventory, but they don't want to have to store it somewhere. They don't want to put it from, you know, here or there, whatever it is. So, you know,
that's
some people are willing to,
like,
take less what they feel because that is being compensated for the amount of them having to deal with all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Storing it, you know, who's whatever else it is encompassed with that.
Yeah.
Man. So, yeah, that's a great idea, though.
We'll see if we can pull it off. I mean, it's just right at the beginning point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's still kind of weird, but, you know,
there's
something.
Is starting
it is, man, and I'm watching
it. Yes.
Yep.
You're going to see a mass exodus.
Yep. So I'm hoping that I know somebody that will die soon and I'll inherit a large amount of money.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's not right.
And after the break, guys, we'll be back to talk more about finances with Randy of Ryan's Edge Shops and Apparatus.
All right, but seriously,
I love this, man.
This is good. I dig this.
This is real life shit.
That is.
That's the deal.
The whole point of the show.
People that are like, you know, like young adults, they're trying to figure their shit out. They're like 18, 19 right now. Or just even when you're 15, 16, if you do the math, it's like, how in the hell am I going to ever get anything?
Yeah.
I should have taught this stuff in high school.
Right. Yeah, they should.
Well, everything is, you know, I mean, they sell the facade because they're part of the facade.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's why you have a tsunami of deferred payments coming as well.
That is 100% on that, too.
Yeah, the student loans that are like, when the kid gets out, like, who would sell a student loan on a degree that's going to be irrelevant within 2 to 4 years because we're in a technological paradigm shift?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'd be like saying, hey, check out this iPhone 1. Can I put you in a 30-year APR? You know? And you're like, oh, this is such a great deal.
Such a great deal.
And then 3 years later, you're like, wow, I should have never bought this first gen.
30 years, still paying on it.
Right.
Still paying
on that first gen.
Oh. I thought they told me it would be paid off by now.
A little bit patient and just waited, you know?
Yeah.
That's what was lost in the school system. They stopped focusing on, like, trade.
Yeah.
Like, family skills.
The important stuff.
But, you know, what's your family trade? That's what they used to call it that.
Yeah.
You know,
trades are so important.
You know, passed down generational understanding of wisdom.
Yep. I fully believe in trades. Mm-hmm. I think they're great.
Yeah,
it's what's fueled the country for so long.
You know, the child doesn't necessarily have to pick it up. You know, the torch, but it's good to just learn that and understand how it works.
Exactly.
And then
there's
a model, and then the idea for the parent is check it out.
Yeah.
The wheel's already turning. If this is what you want to do, this is how you do it. Now that you know, go for your dreams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guess what? Now you're going to look at going for those dreams differently because you're not worried about falling down and like not having a plan B. That's what, as parents, we got
to
do.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, to go along with what you said, there are a lot of times when because I did a lot of trade stuff. That's the only way I could learn. I couldn't learn from the book. I couldn't learn in school. I couldn't do any of that stuff. I had to use my hands. Yeah. I had to do it.
Hands on.
I had to see it, yeah. And so when I had to take on a job that didn't have any of that, I still had the mindset of, okay, well, I gotta translate this into something that I can understand. It wasn't easy, But you, you know, you gotta,
especially in audio and video.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like reading good Spanish, Lord,
dude.
So that took a minute, but I love it now. It's something that is, you know, you translate it into. Technically, I'm not, I guess, using my hands, but I do have to push the record button.
True.
So I guess that.
But you gotta know a little bit about the camera, man.
Yeah, you do. You gotta know how to you know, make sure the lighting is right, make sure all of the things are right.
Yeah, you have to have a general knowledge of all that stuff. All linear of this stuff. Editing, you know.
But not only that, I'm making sets now. So for our show, for you know a couple other people that I know. So it's something where you know woodworking. I did all that stuff when I was younger.
Got that.
Super rad.
Didn't know what I was doing before.
I just
kind of
threw myself in the water.
I did cabinet making,
building all that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Kind of throw myself in, learning. Like I'm like. I remember seeing it done when I was younger, doing concrete and brickwork as a mason, doing construction before, you know, paid the bills.
Which is cool.
I'd see my friends framing, but like I was never the guy doing that.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
But you saw it enough.
Roofing. I saw enough to get it, like the general idea of it.
Yeah.
But then it's just something about doing it, just doing it.
Yeah.
Feels really, really good.
Well,
it does.
And I had a painting company when I was younger. I right out of high school, I started working for a company. And, I worked for them for about 3 years. I was under really good leadership. They taught me everything they knew. And then I decided that my boss was dumb. Not my leader guy, the team leader, but the boss, the owner of the company, was just stupid.
Rough.
And I said, you know what? Yeah, I can do everything you can do. And I did.
Right.
I did it for 3 years.
So basically that ended up becoming your plan B to where you could go pursue everything else?
Yep. And so nice. I made a lot of money doing that on my own. Got screwed by one of the biggest builders, but no, that part's not cool. But the point is that I got really good at that skill.
Right.
So now I'm remodeling my house too, and so it comes in handy when you're trying to do stuff on a dime. But dude, I'm telling you, man, the trades are worth it.
It's like you can't even hire anybody else because you see how much the markup is.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it's like almost it becomes an integrity thing.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I get it. I can pay that, but like. No, I'm not going to do that. I could just do this myself.
Yep. It's like having
and I'll be
time.
Even more happy with it because it'll be done exactly the way you freaking want.
Yep. Well, I just spent $20,000 on a new HVAC system and ductwork.
Was it like a mini split?
No, it was a package unit.
Oh, okay.
But four years ago, it would have been half of that price.
Mm-hmm.
I know because I worked in that industry I'm still talking with those people and like it went up. Last year it went up like 5 times. This year already it's gone up 3 times.
I know.
So I'm like, dang, dude, I know
that so this crazy.
Is 20, yeah. 20 grand almost just for what was half of that simply 4 years
could
ago.
Could have been a down payment on the tiny home.
Oh, dude.
Like, could have been I would say this is just the beginning payment. Of like what they try to call hyperinflation, but that just doesn't really give it justice.
Cut it. No.
It's hard to understand the amount that is that it can really exceed your estimated projection of like, okay, how much could this, you know, gallon of gas potentially be at its highest point? You know, at one point it was what?
Well, it hit, I know, 9 in some parts of the country.
In some parts of the country, it was just shy. Right. I don't think it
California.
Got too far over
well, check
4
this
here.
Out. Sometimes when we're touring in other countries like Philippines or, well, that's actually a great example. Like, you'll have all these bills, right? And you're like, oh, hell yeah, I just got hooked up. Right, cool, let's go. And then you're like, wait, this bill is the equivalent of like 50 cents or a quarter? And then you start to realize that's what happens. Like, that's what happened with Venezuela. IMF came in.
That's crazy.
Tear it down, rebuild it back up with them in positions of authority with monetary, you know, vested interests.
That's scary, yeah.
Yep.
Man, so a 50-cent bill, what would that be?
I mean, it might have even been less, bro.
What would that be equivalent to in U.S., though?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. No, the bill looked like it, like, you know, it'd say, like, you know, like 20 on it, right? Mm. So you'd think it's, oh, that's like a $20 bill. No, it was, like, worth 50 cents.
That's so crazy. So
now, if you wrap that around your brain, the hyperinflation level, that's what's happening. The dollar value is just it's going to get decimated.
Yeah,
I mean, it already is.
Now,
it already
as far
is.
As, like, you look at, like, the GDP, they can, like, falsify that. It could be very manipulative.
Yep.
But, like, when it comes down to it, like, if it's not a gold-backed currency, then it's just fiat paper, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, and that's
real
that's
estate
not okay.
was a wise decision, that's, you guys.
Yeah.
Well,
we did it.
And that took a lot of research because there was a lot of stuff going on that you were just being lied to. and you know, they buried a lot of that stuff. So
yeah, well, a lot of them are involved in, you know, as far as like getting a part of that system. You know, it's like, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, you know, the guy who's repping it, the, you know, the physicians, they don't all necessarily like want to sign up for this one particular goal, but if they're part of the racket, so to say, mm-hmm. then they're all dancing and playing to the same orchestra proxy, whether they like it or not. So like, that's basically what you've stumbled upon, a situation where you're seeing it, like the school system. Hey, come to college. Oh, man. Come to college. Here's this. Don't worry about it.
You're 18.
The interest, you don't even got to pay a dime interest. You don't even got to pay a payment. And so you're done. And then it's like, holy moly, what did I just do?
Yeah.
I went to school for, you know, 4 years, but I'm going to be paying on this loan for like 20 if I'm lucky, because I've got all these other things too with that tacked on.
Yeah.
And then now all that deferred interest is dumped on there. So like, yeah, it's almost scammy.
It is.
Even the minimum payments are outrageous.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to the machine.
Yep. Oh man, it
rings true.
Yeah, we struck real straight. I feel like we are successful and responsible adults.
I hope so, man. Yeah. I hope so.
I think our main goal is really just to like pass this wisdom down.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
That's what's happened right now.
Yeah.
The kids that have come out of school, they were given filtered information.
Yep.
And the people that are filtering that information, you know, they're not, again, just like the racket in a society, that person isn't necessarily have a bad motive or ill intent. Could be benevolent or malevolent intent.
Yeah.
But it's part of the system.
Yeah.
And someone's allowing certain things in the syllabus to get in there that shouldn't even be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be no business.
But they're filtering out other things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like history. Stuff like we're talking about, skill set, self-sustaining, trades. You know, like basic knowledges, you know, that like everybody should know as a no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah.
Like
one plus you should one know
is
that.
Two.
Yep.
You know, like that's common knowledge, right?
I can't believe
that. What happens when you delete that?
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Yep. Yes.
You're looking at it.
And I know this is not as effective as those things, but it's crazy to me that they're deleting cursive writing out of schools. Like, how are you going to sign a signature?
I just to justify it in a small way, to play advocate, that I do see one reason mainly is because, like, it's everybody's unique. It's like an art, actually.
It's more true,
like
an art,
like calligraphy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, like, we could all three write in cursive right now, the same name, and it's going to look drastically different.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're processing documents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and you got a stack of 5,000 documents that you want to get through before lunch break, and everybody's writing in cursive, I hope you've been studying cursive your whole life.
Right.
Because it's going to be hard as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be struggling every word trying to figure out what home you wrote down.
Oh, wait a minute.
But as a company, though, I would think that you would say, look, if you're going to write stuff down, just write it down. Don't write it in cursive.
Yeah. Well, that is what they've been doing in the medical industry and a lot of industries for a long time.
Because you're right. Cursive is an art. But you're right.
It is.
Absolutely. It is true. I like that.
It's like it used to be.
Yeah.
Like calligraphy.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll still see, you know, people doing, like, wood burns and stuff like that, or, like, a band logo. But, yeah.
That means autographs are going to be more valuable.
See?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, I don't think it's being deleted, per se, but...
DocuSign exists.
It's just it leaves a lot of room for, like, you know, also the person at the register, they look at it, they're glancing, and then they look at the signature.
That is true. That's a good point. Like, yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
can forge that. That's really, true. Really, really easily. I mean, by.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to have some biometric identification somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it already exists, probably.
That works great right now, but it's kind of like back in the day when, like, if you got a ticket in one state, you go to the other place and get a license there after, what, 90 days?
90 days, yeah.
And none of your record at the other place, because they didn't have an intranet.
Yeah.
Or, everything on a network's database.
Yep.
The paradigm shift is changing right before our eyes.
Yep.
Technologically. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some people are ahead of the game. They got the iPhone 1, right? So people are using, you know, the Sidekick. They don't realize what the hype is. But that guy's now running his whole social media platform and building websites.
Yep.
You know, with that phone, while he's driving down the road, you know, in the back seat.
Yeah.
When before you had to boot up a laptop. I mean, I remember going on tour when I was like hours on the laptop all the time.
Yeah,
it was
just
nonstop. The main battle was always trying to keep that thing charged.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, like, we're going to come across those paradigm shifts, and it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it will. Yeah.
Change
it. Apply it, you know, to all facets, like we're saying, you can kind of figure it out and you can get a bearing. But when we look to our elders and like try to like remember, okay, how were things? Okay, why was that important? What was necessary to know back then? What was common knowledge then?
Yeah.
We just need to make sure that we don't lose whatever was that common knowledge.
Yeah. It was very important.
That's how we make progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Simplicity.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Those are important.
For those of you not following along, I don't know why you're still watching this, but we are, we're talking with Randy Winter from the Rev Jumpsuit Apparatus. This, right here at the East Side Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah. It's a nice venue. This is our first time. Really here. Cool, it's really
cool,
man.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Have you been around? Have you been around? Checked it out?
Have you walked around yet?
In this little plaza?
All of it. No, just this building in itself. No, forget the plaza. Just this building.
Just in the back and and then plugged in our.
Well,
just take a peek out there.
Forget playing tonight. Just walk around. Just walk around. You'll enjoy it. They got a nice little bowling alley.
Okay, guys. Hey, check this out. Look what I just found.
Oh, sweet.
Boom. You know, it's some really nuts. Convenient that those were there.
That's nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know, no one else gets to have any of this
stuff. We don't mind that.
We kind of took over the green room.
We did, you know.
It wasn't our fault, though.
We were told to take over the green room.
Yeah, we were told to do that. It's not our fault, Randy. It's not our fault. It's not our fault. Don't be mad at us.
I don't get to blame it.
Don't be mad at us.
Well, if you do, just tell them that the guy that owns the place told us that it's okay to come in.
It's very true.
It's fine.
I wouldn't mind if anybody walked in and just joined right in.
I don't care.
Right? It's a conversation.
Yeah, doesn't matter to us at all. We control this show.
Those are good.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Get one
well,
of them.
I will.
It's the premium mix.
Listen, I'll try your nuts.
Put my nuts in your mouth and shut up.
We got the pieces, the halves, the cashews.
Those
I'm going
good.
For the cashews, though, man. Hate to tell you.
You know, the last time we talked was at Exogen. When was that? That was like, it was 2021. July. It was almost
it
2 years
fresh,
ago.
2 years ago.
Midway through the COVID
fiasco.
It was refreshing to be with
people. I would say
happened
in March 2020.
Yeah.
But like, you know, people still hadn't gotten their minds back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a very weird,
interesting
time.
You know, see the common.
But they sold that venue, that historic venue. Now, under new management, it does exist.
Big shocker. Yeah. They sold it for I bet they sold it for all-time peak.
Yeah.
Yep. He did.
Right.
But, you know, it still exists. It's still there. So we did preserve the history of the venue. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
But we're here at East Side Bowl.
Yeah.
We are. It's not bad. And there's actually bowling here, too. There's a venue on one side. There's bowling on the other.
You guys been to Rocket Top?
Yes. Recently.
Yeah, that place is
cool. It's cool, too.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
Did you skate? Did you get in it? Do you remember the old Rocket Town?
Yeah.
Dude. It was actually
they were in that massive building. With
They had the huge quarter pipes, like the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole wall.
Dude,
was.
That whole wall at the bowl. I used to ride
that
BMX.
Place has always been really cool.
It has been.
I used to try to ride
it's a great
BMX,
idea,
but I didn't.
That concept.
Yeah,
I loved it. And the venues.
All skate parks should have.
They should all have it.
Mm-hmm. For an entertainment facility, you know, for movie night, streaming, whatever it is.
All of it. Yeah.
I mean, they could literally be just broadcasting on a screen. Yeah. And everybody be like gaming out, like we used to have Halo parties. Live, you know, and then stream that with reactions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a whole new world of entertainment.
It is.
The old wineskins are busting.
Yeah.
And kids, like, you know, that's they don't, older generations don't get, like, why does this person have so many YouTube views?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing it their way, just like we wanted to do
Very
it our
authentic.
Way.
Yeah.
Right. That is entertaining to them. Who knows why? God, me don't care.
Before,
I don't need to know.
Yeah.
But what I do observe is that obviously it must be entertaining, whether you know they're watching somebody game or sit here in a podcast or whatever it is, because it's unique.
Yeah,
it is unique.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
You know, it was more interesting to me before Halo, watching GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64 and beating some ass on some Mario Kart.
Before that, I don't know if you guys know, Duke Nukem. You guys ever remember the PC game, Duke Nukem?
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out like right after Wolfenstein.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That was my jam. We'd have parties set up 8 or 10 computers.
IDD Cutie.
Yeah.
Gosh, ID Clef.
Yeah. Do you remember the Sega Saturn? A lot of people don't remember that.
That was like a 20-minute thing.
Yeah,
that was cool because you could mod it.
But it was cool. It was one of the first discs, too, on a video game.
That's why it was so cool because you could literally figure out how to, like, burn games
and
get whatever you wanted.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Laserdisc.
Oh, and emulators too. They made started making emulators where you can play other systems on the Sega Saturn.
That was cool, man. That was a good time for good video times. Games.
Good times. You know, I feel like we should probably talk about music.
Cool.
At some level. We're here to talk about music on a music show. That's kind of what we do, I guess, a little bit.
We like to keep it real. What we've been doing is good. But we have to throw a little music in.
We got to talk about this for just a second,
just for the peeps that care.
So all 14 of them.
Can you pass me your nuts?
Hey, Randy's nuts.
Yeah, put some of these in your mouth.
You should just brand that, Randy's nuts.
It does have a good sound to it. It does. It rolls right off the tongue.
They're bulky. Oh. Get the bulk size. Get the bulk size.
Nuts?
No, I'm good. I actually have to talk. This is
hilarious. No, go ahead.
Thank you. I will. Yeah. No.
Story time with Eric Black.
Listen up, children. Let's talk about. All right. Face Down. Face Down. You guys just redid that song. And you. First of all, you made it into something that is, I don't know if this is possible, but even more amazing than the first time you guys did it.
I've been hearing that.
It is simply just, it's a great song. You found was it the original girl that was in that one? Is that how that worked out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the video it's like part two.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's cool. Line.
It's like revisiting her, what she's doing in real life. You know, being because she was a real survivor. Like
present day.
Yeah,
it wasn't a fake story.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like how you snuck it in, and we're able to get the first probably bit of the song out there in the world with Hemo's Not Dead, Matt Cutshell. Mm. Was that the first time people may have realized they were hearing it, or was it out there before then?
There were a few people that realized what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. It was just literally the timing was perfect because it wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
But like, whoa, wait a minute. Is that Face Down? That's only piano.
Yeah.
What is also back there? Is it a quartet? Do I hear a single guitar? No.
Nope. You don't.
It was a perfect opportunity to let it loose secretly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, like, fit that vibe so good.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, bring it in and then bring it back again.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude. It was awesome.
We're going to hear that whole album, dude.
I can't wait.
It's that good.
We want to right now. Just play it for us right now.
It's
go ahead.
So good.
Play it for us.
So you're telling me the whole album's going to be.
We've already recorded it.
It smells like platinum.
So I'm way behind then.
Probably.
I like it.
Man, that is so cool, though, man.
It is.
Let's hear Grim Goodbye.
Oh, I know. That's it, dude.
It's gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Star Wars. Like, it's very, like, enigmatic. Like, whoa.
That's so cool.
I can imagine.
Hearing that
one took me the longest to do as far as, like, doing all the string quartets. I added in, like, bassoon, mellophones, maybe a little faint brass section, light brass. Obviously piano, quartet, all that good stuff, and light percussion. But
wow.
Is it going to be the same tempo? Does that mean if Grim starts, that I have enough time to use the toilet, then come back and it still be playing?
Some of them are the same tempo and some of them aren't. I just felt it out. Specifically, Ronnie and I we syncing up with that because he's the singer and like, he's always very particular about the cadence of the vocal, and that directly, you know, is affected by the tempo.
Right.
So usually, A and B tempos until, you know.
I just knew it was about a 7 or 8 minute song originally, and I love that because not many musicians or artists or bands do the 7 minute songs anymore, and
not
I
many
love
can.
It. I
yeah,
love
not
it. Yeah.
Maybe we'll revisit something like this. But either, the fact I don't want to mess up. You know, it's like the sequel curse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like the sequel's not going to be as good as the first one, but. We just don't care about that. It's going to do what it wants to do.
But this was from
what is the story?
Yeah, 2006, right? Originally.
The original.
Yeah. So
as
you're
far
looking
as the video coming out.
Yeah. But man, that is. I think that's a pretty decent amount of time to be able to go through and be like, okay,
as relevant.
Yeah, we can.
If not
we can
more.
Change this up and make it look right.
I like how y'all went with the video and made it present day. Like, it's like a check in on how her life is as a true victim from that. That's cool.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Domestic survivors or whatever the abuse situation is, sometimes you're your own problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just like push through. Just wait for another sunrise.
Was she hesitant at all to do this?
Not from what I heard. I heard she was excited, super stoked.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like she may have been anticipating this maneuver.
Could.
Who knows?
Huh. I love that.
That is pretty cool. Don't worry, guys. It's sound check.
Matt did such a good job, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
On the video.
Matt Cutshow? Mm-hmm. Dude, Matt Cutshow. Yeah. Talented dude.
Wow.
I mean, literally nobody can remake that. It's just, I'd like to ask Ronnie how long that took to actually cut that video.
I mean, it looks like they got it all in one day because the lighting.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
That was the original. That was like the OG that started it for the Emo's Not Dead stuff. Once I saw that one, I started watching all the other ones.
Right.
Oh, man, he kind of looks like him.
I am him.
Busting the old line skin.
Yeah, different
media format.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Well, and that again, man, we keep coming back to this, but you're right. I mean, this is what we're trying to do. I know that's what you guys are trying to do, and it's just the old way is the old way for a reason, mm-hmm. and we are trying to do some new things.
Right.
We cannot.
We're going to understand it. That's okay.
And nothing against the old ways, but we've learned from the old ways. Now we want to expand on the old ways. We want to move forward with this stuff.
Exactly.
And I think that's the whole point of being alive, is you learn from your parents, you learn from past experiences, and you progress. Hopefully you progress into something different and new. Because I couldn't do it if I had to just stay in the old way. I couldn't do it. I'm not built that way. I'm not built to do all that stuff. I need to create. I need to make new.
Right.
Sometimes
it takes these little pushes for us to do that.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes for me, it's more like a kick or a drop from an air balloon. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes that's just how it works.
Usually a kick for you.
It's usually a kick for me. Yeah. And a push down a tall flight of
stairs. Razor's edge.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I was wondering when that was. I know.
I always love the wrestling references. All
right. I guess basically I have no other options, so now I'll explore the space.
That's right.
That's what we need sometimes. Razor's edge.
Yeah.
God will make us uncomfortable on purpose. So we like, realize that, okay, sometimes we actually just have to rely on it.
That's his plan, not ours.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And that's when it goes to work. And you're like, wow, how's this even working? I don't get it.
And I think that's a lot of what's happening right now.
You never saw
it. I agree.
I put the faith into it, man. Yep.
And I think that's what's happening right now, is God has changed things. God is moving, and I'm very excited about that. I'm not ashamed to be a believer, and that's just how this is going to happen, and I don't really care. But
Once you're a believer, you're kind of honored, you know?
Yeah.
All right, this is the journey.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit hard, but like...
We are promised it's going to be hard.
Be, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not going to be popular, and it's not going to be easy.
Right.
Yep.
But man, we've been talking about that for a long time.
A long time.
We've had conversations on the drive home, you know, days where we're just like catching up and like, man, you know, when is this going to happen? Like, when are we going to see the next thing? Like, we just got to be patient. It's going to work itself out. And with the faith, you can do it.
Yep.
And we've waited.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's exactly how you do it.
You would lose your mind worrying.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's very true. Which it also says, do not be anxious.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
have you guys seen The Chosen?
Yes.
Dude, so good.
I know.
Very good.
It is really good.
I can't watch them. I can't watch too many back to back because it's too good. I really want to, but it's like
it's so real.
Thing all the way through from front to back. Did you? About 20 times.
Really?
20 times.
So I need to do that.
At least.
Wow.
Because there's stuff you always miss. There's stuff you always catch.
Yeah,
put the subtitles on. Your mind will be blown.
Yeah.
How much you missed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Man. No, it's a good series, man. That kind of blew me out of the water. They have Angel Studios?
Yep.
Dude, they have a whole slew of just great content that's on their app. So I would check out that because they've got a ton of stuff on there. But The Chosen is I think their flagship right now. It's very well done. And it's all crowdfunded.
Yeah, they've done such a good job.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
But
I'm glad to see that stuff being produced.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you've got 66 books to choose from. So
true.
It's gonna go on for a while. You're good.
You're not wrong.
Seven seasons, but like you literally could like split them up even in a subtitle.
Genesis 1.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my grandma and I were talking about it the other day. It's like, in the beginning, and then just pause.
Yep.
How long was that?
Right. Yes.
Right.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
There is no outside of this dimension, there isn't linear time.
The time doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like hard to think
Which
about.
Which means anything that was created would have had however much time it needs to evolve and age.
Weird.
So people are like, the Bible says it's only their soul. Well, maybe you're not reading the Bible correctly, because it does say in the beginning, and you're jumping right to conclusions that this means that, therefore, it can only be 10,000 years, hypothetical.
Right.
But they didn't read it right.
Right.
They're mistranslating it, or they're being manipulated by, you know...
religion.
Someone in church that's...
It's called studying the Bible. That's what you need to be doing.
In the beginning, I mean, like, that thought processed my head several times a day, every day.
You can even dumb that down to, like, in the beginning of today. Like, how long did that simply take? Like,
today. Well, that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, to right
day
now.
And night is what formulated with the moon and the stars and the sun.
Crazy. Dude, this has been probably one of the best conversations that we have had. It's a legit conversation. It's so legit that we couldn't even start the show the way we normally start the show. And Randy, I'm telling you, man, that is what we want. That is exactly how we want this to go. We don't want it to be scripted. We don't want it to be something that is...
That's why I like hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, man.
Dude, we appreciate it, because
it's just organic.
We talk about real shit.
Yeah, and it's good. It's all good. Look, we're not going to take up a lot of your time.
They're really good.
Yes, they are.
Randy's nuts. RandysNuts.com, kids. Go buy yours today.
Stop putting them in my mouth.
Buy them in bulk. Randy's Salty Nuts coming soon. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Parker, I want you to do all of these. I do them all the time. I want you to do all of these. All
right.
Do all of them.
Here we go.
This is Would You Rather.
I can't wait for this. All right. Here we go. All right, so Would You Rather... You've done this before, you just don't remember, but we're going to do it again.
No, I do remember.
It worked out really well.
I laughed when you said my game. I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
Would you rather eat an ounce of someone's hair or drink an ounce of someone's urine? And now,
urine.
It's an easy one for me, too.
Yeah, me, too.
Hair and food, dude. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, an ounce of hair, I'm done. Dude.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
But the urine... We've all seen Dumb and Dumber. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You can drink your own urine up to 3 times and you're good to go. So.
You won't die.
You won't die.
You'll just be really sick.
It's not going to be great. It's not going to be a great experience.
No.
But it'll be an experience for sure.
Just get some ice cubes.
You'll be fine. Put some honey.
Thank you.
It won't be so bad. Yeah. Well, this is chilled.
Chilled urine. Now, get some chilled urine.
This question could go along with the nuts. So,
here we go. Yeah, all right.
Would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
I have to go with the sticky.
Ooh.
Usually,
everybody does that.
Yeah. Because itching is like that. Oh, it's so
annoying. Somebody can take the itchy wrong.
But sticky, like I don't know. You're just sticking to everything.
Like
it's weird.
Yeah. Last night in Pensacola.
Yes.
Oh, sticky.
Yeah, probably
humidity.
It's like being in a greenhouse.
That's fair.
Sticky.
Yep.
It's like, oh, man.
Nashville, humidity is insane here.
Yep.
So, well, we know about that in Nashville. Would you rather always have... this is my favorite question by far. And if you need us to explain what this is,
we
will.
Yes, we will.
Would you rather always have trash bag gas or always have a really dry mouth?
Are you familiar with trash bag gas?
Oh, man.
You can understand what trash bag gas... Yeah, just...
Yeah, it'd be like... it's...
Go to a restaurant. Go to a restaurant's dumpster.
Let me just explain this.
Take a
full
sniff.
Full of maggots.
Yeah.
It's close.
But for those of you watching that you have no idea what we're talking about, Parker... Please explain trash bag gas.
I'm the professional at this, all right? So it's not because I have it. It's just because I've experienced
anymore.
It. And I had to explain to somebody one time. Somebody that eats like the most carbiest food, and just say they did it for a day or two, and they did not take a shit. You hold that in. And then the minute that you actually have to fart, 2 days of that.
Yeah.
That smell right there, which you've probably experienced on the gas. I mean,
on the
bus.
Yes. Or on the gas.
Or on the gas. But I'm telling you, this is the worst thing. So would you rather always have trash bag gas, or somebody else have trash bag gas, or always have a really dry mouth at that point?
Jeez, that's still a hard one.
Because I don't like having a dry mouth either. I do not like having a dry mouth.
Yeah, I'd go with the trash bag gas.
Wow. That's the first one we've ever had.
Gone in trash bag gas. Yeah. We knew that this was destiny right here from Andy. This was good.
When you talk to the people tonight, just let them know what that is. They need to know.
Just on stage. Just rip just one.
Family.
Vomit in place.
It's great. It's great. I actually have it right now.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, Randy.
It's been good,
man. That's it? You don't got any more? Would you rather?
I mean, we have fun. Do you want another one?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll find you another one.
That's the first part.
Give me a minute. Now, listen, here's one.
We're loaded. Okay,
all right. Would you rather swim 1,000 feet through poop or swim 1,000 feet through dead bodies?
Ooh.
That's a rough one. Man, I would have to go with the poop.
Wow.
You know why? Because most people, when they die, they'll shit themselves. So you're going to have poop and dead bodies. So might as well just deal with the poop and not the dead
body. It's a poopy dead body.
That's a shitty experience.
It's a really not great at all.
So either way, you're getting the shitty end of the stick.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, that was a good one.
So before you make out with your wife, and don't tell me you haven't. I know you do. You're a maker-outer.
Yeah. Oh, there's proof of it.
Might be more on the way.
Would you rather eat a raw onion or 2 raw heads of garlic or cloves of garlic?
I'd go with the garlic.
Yeah, garlic.
Okay. I like garlic too. I'd rather do the garlic.
It actually grows like all these fresh plants now because
that's awesome.
When you have the land,
yeah,
you can do all kinds of other things. That
land is key.
You know, HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be this kind of fence.
Yeah,
We got watermelons, squash, zucchini, pumpkins, cucumbers, and sunflowers.
That's awesome.
You got yourself a little farm.
I love that.
That's what you got.
We're trying. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're going to see what happens.
Yeah. You should. That's what we just started this year
as well. Yep.
We'll see what happens.
That's my goal.
What grows, so we're going to try first.
Yeah.
And then whatever grew, we're just going to
keep doing that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Peppers are pretty cool and easy too. Did you mention those?
No.
Yeah. Peppers are cool.
Yeah. I would love to.
They're not bad.
Just walk out there and
We
did. We had green beans that we grew and they just started sprouting. So we pulled one off of there and I ate it. It was like the best green bean have had. I didn't expect that, but it was like what do they call those?
Green beans?
An heirloom seed. Mm.
Oh, green beans.
An heirloom seed.
That's what we ordered, a whole bag of those.
Oh, those things are good.
Those are the best. And I've done the other ones too, and they're not great. They're okay. They'll feed you, but they're not great. The heirloom ones.
The other ones, guys.
didn't like
save
it.
Save yourself some.
Yeah, don't. Just don't. Let's do 2 more. Would you rather go to a party with Mick Jagger or Keith Richards?
Mick Jagger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. because we're on the theme of poop.
Yeah, interesting to observe.
Would you?
It keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be...
Yeah,
I don't even... Could you even explain that situation after you've had it? I don't know if that you could. It would be that unique. I don't know. I've never done it. I'm just assuming.
We're not going to throw you your typical radio questions.
No.
Everybody does it. There's no point.
Right.
Those are stupid.
That's boring. Tell us about your the time you wrote this song and this album. Okay, we've heard
which
that. It's another
which
video. Which is great.
Yeah, which is great.
And we'll ask you that.
We're not
but
those
not
people.
Today.
There's hundreds of those interviews on
that's
YouTube.
Right. Exactly. Nobody asks about poop with the red jumpsuit apparatus.
Nobody's going to ask you, would you rather vomit through your nose
or poop through your mouth? Kids are coming out of high school and they're like, how am I ever going to get ahead in life? That's what's happening right
that's,
now.
That's the important stuff.
Kids are coming out of school thinking they're a lost cause.
Yeah.
You can take some good advice.
A degree that's like going to be irrelevant by the time they get out.
Yeah.
So,
Like, teaching.
Just being real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what matters. Hopefully,
let's see. Dude, let's do one more. Let's do one more. Would you rather vomit through your nose or poop through your mouth?
Vomit through the nose.
Yeah, 100%. We've all done that at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even understand,
the physics of it.
Imagine the stench that would be there for a long time
that
afterwards.
That is trash bag gas right there.
In
that,
your face.
Because that's coming back. It's already gone through. Now it's coming back up.
That is... I don't even know if that's ever happened.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's not...
I was trying to visualize it.
Don't do that. Not before the show.
It's coming
out
that
far. It's horrible. No, that's horrible. Don't do that. Just wait. I'm sorry, Randy. I'm so sorry.
It's been good.
It has been good. Parker, can you do me a quick favor and talk a little bit about our sponsor, Rock Hard Radio?
All right. So Rock Hard, exclusively on TuneIn, is... the newest rock station on the TuneIn platform, which it's is, we like to say, high voltage rock and heavy metal. So, because that's exactly what it is. It's there's Trivium, there's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I mean, you got, you know, bands that went from Warped Tour to, if you can remember back in the day, Rock in the Range. You got Active Rock, but Yanni. More harder Active Ooh. Rock. But you know,
But
cover it all.
But it's so good, man, because it's like, it's taking terrestrial radio and the classic side of terrestrial radio to like a digital radio, which is going to be the most relevant. The way the cars, the auto partnerships are going with,
you have
all this happening, and it's so cool to see. So tune in. If you haven't looked at the platform, look it up. A lot of people know about it. It's really popular. But
link in our bio, link in this comment, or not comment. What is this section called?
It's a comment, too. But
it could be a comment, but in the
description.
Description, that's what it's called. Listen, I'm not really good with big words. I like to stick to the smaller
that's
words.
Right.
It's more in my wheelhouse.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
That is a different story, man. That is totally different. We'll get into that next time.
Maybe in a minute.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you. Randy Winter, the red jumpsuit. Did you drop the? No, it's just I'm seeing red jumpsuit.
It's on the URL still.
Yeah, does it matter? Does it matter?
As far as, like, the website goes.
The.
Yeah, just the band name.
Yeah,
okay. Red jumpsuit. Everyone.
The red jumpsuit.
But you're not
some people call us RJA. Some people call us Red Jumpsuit. Some people call us, you know, TRJA.
Mm-hmm.
Some say the whole word.
Depends on the hashtag you
want.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Some red trash bag gas is what we're going
with. Red trash
bag
gas.
But as far as like the URL goes, it's just the name.
Just the name. Yep. You can find that in the description as well.
Description.
Just click on that little link. Go right over there. I saw some of your merch over there too, my friend. Looks pretty snazzy.
Yeah,
I like the T-shirts. I like the hoodies. You really need to get some zip-up hoodies. I know they're $100 more to buy, mm-hmm. but you really need to get some. I would purchase
black ones with the white strings. Well, that would be cool.
Yeah, maybe some leotards.
Like a baseball tee.
Banana hammocks.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Cool. Banana hammocks would be cool.
Expand in the merch.
Yeah,
expand in the merch.
Did you hear all that, Nadine?
We need all of that.
He didn't hear it. Right. No, he didn't hear it.
Uh-oh.
He should have heard it though.
69.
14, 8, 7.
Hey, it's on the paper right there.
Oh.
We did the same.
That's
thing.
That's why none of those
that's
work.
Why we, yeah, that's why we know. We did the exact
thank
same
so
thing.
Much, though.
Yeah. Oh, but seriously.
Oh, it was like a simultaneous. Oh.
It was.
Well, that's we're trying to hold the
it's
trash
the vibe.
Bag,
yeah,
and it's
going
to
come out,
do.
Man.
It will. Hopefully, outside the venue.
Here's what it sounds like. The mic didn't pick that up, but
it's fine. It's pretty hearty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of like eating those.
I've had
enough.
Do it. I'll take more Randy's nuts. They are good.
Oh, we should plug the station.
We should.
Yeah. Like, the good old, hey, this is Randy. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
We're going to do that.
We're going to do that.
That's post show. Mm-hmm. That's the post show network.
Yep.
Exclusively
on TuneIn.
I got your liners out here.
We should absolutely do that. All right, guys, that's all for the show we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, in the description is all of the links that you need to know. Follow, subscribe to everything that you see on this channel, everybody that you see on this channel, including him. His IG will be somewhere in the description as well. Just click on it. Go follow everywhere that they are. They got some good music that's
those
out
good
now.
Nuts.
Good music coming out now. So
right now,
stick around, guys. All right. We're going to go.
Try his nuts.